You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
When you're driving with somebody nowadays, you're likely to hear a voice directing the driver through traffic. It's great technology and is referred to as a GPS. The initials stand for Global Positioning System. It's a space-based navigational system based on signals received from satellites, and they are orbiting the Earth at about 12,000 miles above us.
That's truly mind-blowing. Actually, it takes a while to get used to a strange voice telling you when to turn into a certain street. And the idea of being watched from space is, rather peculiar. Even so, it really encompasses trust. You need confidence that the directions are the best you can get.
I once heard my friend's friendly GPS directing him to the address he'd punched in. And when we finally got there, the voice said in perfect diction, "You have arrived at your destination, but do not expect me to carry your bags." It gave us a good laugh because it really gave the recorded voice a nice little human touch.
Yes. I was recently in a girlfriend's car and we were travelling along and she was listening to the GPS instructions. She had given the GPS the needed address, but she suddenly decided to use a different route. Well, it was so confusing because the voice tried to redirect her. For some reason, she ignored it. But what was worse, she couldn't turn it off because it was a new car and she didn't know how everything worked.
At that stage, she'd have been better off to have listened to the recalculations and that would have made certain she got back on track fast. There's not much use in preparing to go somewhere and then changing midstream. The best thing about a GPS is that it only gives one direction at a time so the driver won't be confused.
Not everyone has a GPS in their vehicle, and they have to depend on their own memory after reading the map showing the best way to get to their destination. But this can be difficult and often leads the person way off course. And how often have you been with drivers who thought they knew the right way but became totally lost?
You know, we can compare the GPS system to our own life's journey. We also need the right direction to stay on the right road. We may think we know the way, but how easy it is for us to get off the right track. And too often, we find ourselves at a dead end. Each one of us needs God's positioning system to give us the only truthful directions to get us to our final destination, heaven.
My writer friend Shirley Corder found herself driving an unfamiliar and terrifying route through Cancer Valley. She didn't think she'd have survived if she hadn't had the Lord as her GPS. Her surgeon didn't expect her to survive a year. She found herself littered with the heavy traffic of surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, oncologists, conflicting signs in books, and misleading from well-meaning but wrong-thinking people. Sometimes she made rash decisions and went the wrong way. She went on to say, though, whenever she stopped to listen, God recalculated and set her back on the right road.
That's right. We need to listen to God. Otherwise, it's like looking for the real meaning to life and getting all the wrong answers. Many are only too happy to give their opinions, but that's all they are, opinions. It's of far more value to read the Holy Bible that has the answers to all of life's situations. It was written for us as a guide through life. And the book of Psalms says this about God's word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What better guidance system could there be with the promises like that?
When Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, asked how he could find the way to heaven, Jesus told him very clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
Life is hectic. Life is confusing. We face so many choices and have to make many decisions. Yet no matter where we are in life, we need to keep our ear tuned to our ever-present GPS, God's positioning system. Why not ask Jesus to be your guide to life? Thank him for his death on the cross and ask him into your heart today.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.